programs while you were here?
There wasn't a music program that I was not a part of while I was here. Yeah.
So you were in band and choir?
Mm-hmm.
What instrument did you play in band?
Alto saxophone.
Really?
And then I doubled on the flute because I was into jazz. And so it got me more solos.
And in choir, did they have like a show choir then?
Yep, they had show choir, we had regular choir, we had madrigal, and I was in all of those things.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Did they affect your life in any way?
They affected my life in almost every way because we are very lucky here in that being a band kid and a choir kid is cool.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was never like any social stigma to be in band or choir. So all of my social group, all of my friends were in band and choir. So that definitely, it got me in a really good crowd of people. Mm-hmm. So that was huge. And then all of those experiences totally increased my self-confidence. They gave me a place to express myself and to excel,
mm-hmm.
which was amazing. It was good learning how to practice for, like, competitions. Like, that was a really good skill set that I had to learn.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that I was in band and choir and it was a good experience is why, part of the reason why I'm a music therapist.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my career and my everyday. So I would say, yeah, it definitely
awesome.
Had a huge impact.
Were there any, like, hardships that you went through during music in high school?
I think a tricky part about being a vocalist and an instrumentalist is and an athlete is that it's hard to find time for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to sound really strange, but thankfully I injured myself when I was 17.
Oh, wow.
So I couldn't ever do what I wanted to do with, like, volleyball, for example. But I loved volleyball. But not that I was ever going to, that's what was my life was going to be, but mm-hmm. I think that was the challenge, is that there are so many groups that I was a part of.
Yeah.
And it just was a lot of time. And of course, I also did the musical and da da da. So I think that was probably the challenging part.
And did you do a lot of that stuff before high school, or when high school hit is when you started all of it?
I started my first solo ever was when I was 6.
Oh, wow. So
I was
doing it for a while.
I was George Washington in, like, the school, like, little assembly thingy, and I sang a song about chopping down the cherry tree. So I've always done that. And even when, like, we started playing recorder, which was, like, first grade or third grade or whatever, I was already intrigued by trying to figure out, I was baffled by quarter notes. I remember this so clearly. Like, I couldn't get it. I couldn't wrap my mind around it. And then all of a sudden it clicked in. And I was so intrigued by those components of music at a really young age.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
What made you want to go into music therapy? Was it wanting to, like, help somebody with something you love? Or did a music therapist have a certain effect on your life which made you want to go into that?
It was definitely because I knew, again, from a really young age that I wanted to use music to help people,
mm-hmm.
but I thought that that meant I had to be a band director. No offense. and that wasn't what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't want to have to raise money for polyester band uniforms. Like, that wasn't my thing. So I was a little bit lost until I went to a career fair when I was 17, and they just happened to have a music therapy program at Cedar Lake Nursing Home, and someone from there had a booth at this career fair. So I was absolutely led down this path.
Mm-hmm.
I don't question that at all. The fact that we have a music therapist here, and that was a long time, that was 1990 that I went to that career fair. So I saw the pamphlet, and it had a bunch of geriatric people in wheelchairs playing tambourines. And I was like, again, this is better. Like, this is definitely using music to help people. And I liked the idea of it enough. So I said, okay, this is it. This is what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But then after my first year of college studying music therapy, I got a job at Paul Newman's camp for kids with cancer and blood diseases in Connecticut. And I had my first experience using music to help a kid who was in a pain crisis. So I went into his room in the infirmary, and he was crying, and he had been crying for a long time, and I had my flute with me, and I started doing music to kind of match the intensity of his crying, because this is what I learned when I was, you know, just as a baby music therapist. It's called the ISO principle. You match where they are, and then you slowly change components of the music to help cue them and cue their body to kind of go where you want them to go. So I did that. I started playing music that was kind of, you know, lots of melody, lots of kind of dynamic shifts, and then slowly I slowed down the music, slowed down the melody, had a lot of repetition, and then played him to sleep.
Oh, wow.
And I walked out of his room, and the staff was out there, and we all just started crying. Because they hadn't had any kind of release from his constant crying, and he'd just been in so much pain. So that was my first taste, and I was, you know, I was just a baby. You know, I had no idea what I was doing, but I was like, this is it. This is what I want to do, and this is who I want to work with. I want to work with kids who are sick. Mm-hmm. So once I had that piece of the population that I wanted to work with, it was done. I was like, I'm set. I'm good.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
So you do work with kids then? Do you work with adults sometimes?
I used to be the only music therapist at Mass General, so I worked with the adult cancer population, and I worked with adult psych patients, and then I worked with pediatrics. But I've been slowly kind of building an empire there, which is so awesome because it's now been 11 years that I've been there.
Wow.
And now there's 4 benefited music therapists there. So the first person I hired, she took all of my adult work, and I did all of the pediatric work. And then I hired 2 art therapists. And then so I started to need to do a little bit more of the administrative stuff. Mm-hmm. So I got promoted to, like, team lead of expressive therapies, which was awesome. And then I got to hire 2 more music therapists to share some of the pediatric work. So now it's a really robust program, which is awesome. So pediatrics is my focus, but I've worked with 0 to 100 years old.
That's awesome.
Yeah.